talking about it. This is Hamilton Today with Scott Thompson on 900 CHML.
Small business feature, of course, we always talk about at this time of the day, focusing on those that are trying to make their way through a global pandemic and hopefully coming out the back end of this right now. The iconic Roma Bakery, certainly, if you've been in this area of the woods for any length of time, you certainly know about them. Home to Hamilton's famous slab pizza, they've been operating since 1952 and have seen a lot of changes in the hammer as well as a pandemic. And not only are they surviving, they're mentoring the next generation. Let's bring in Anthony DeFilippo. He is with us, Roma Bakery, and is on the line now. Anthony, thank you for the time. I hope you're doing well.
Hey, how's it going? Thanks for having me.
I'm doing really well. Boy, explain the success of your slab pizza. What is the history behind this? How did this become your signature product?
You know what? It may have been a bit of a fluke at first, but I believe because it's been around for so long, people really relate to it. And growing up at parties, people always had Roma pizza, so it's a bit of a nostalgia there. And I think that's helped with the success. And also, it's been the same since when we started way back when. So there's been consistency over the years, and I think people really appreciate that. And it's just really kept growing, and it's because of Hamilton and the surrounding areas that we've been able to do this for so long.
Obviously, a very simple product. Many people are saying, well, pizza, you know, it should have more toppings on it. Talk about the traditionality of this product.
So it's a simple product, yes, but it's not that simple to make. There's actually a lot that goes into it. It's all made by hand. It's all made with fresh ingredients every day. And I think that has contributed to how well it's done. Yes, lots of people like extra toppings. We do have a few extra kinds with more toppings on them, but I think simplicity is key. You know what you're getting, and it'll always be the same thing every time.
So what was it like for you during a pandemic? Obviously, people still have to eat, and for some of us, we ate a bit more than what we needed to. How has it been for you as a business operating through this pandemic?
To be honest, it's been a bit of a roller coaster. At first, you know, there was a lot of unknowns, so it was hard to navigate through that. We obviously, you know, things are down a little bit over time, but now that we're coming out of it, we've seen a lot of increases, especially with catering. Obviously, people are getting together more, so that's really picked up a lot, and that was the side of the business that was down the most at the beginning. We still sold to the grocery stores through this. Once again, sales were down a little bit, but only 20%. So we've been lucky. We've been able to hang on and just keep working, and we've come out of it okay on the other end.
What about your apprenticeship program? Talk about this and how this all started.
So we have a lady that works here. She's been here pretty much her whole life, Rosangela Viola, and she's good friends with Lisa Owens, who works for Cardinal Newman. And Lisa brings the co-op students in, and we started this co-op program. We do some work with some other schools in the area, but Cardinal Newman seems to be the most predominant one. And every year we bring in 2 to 3 students that are interested in learning about, you know, baking or the bakery business. And they come in and they spend some time with us, and they get a little sense of what it's like to work in the bakery. We usually start them off at the bottom. We just assess their skill sets and then try to play to that as they come. And once in a while, we will get 1 or 2 students that are really, really interested in it, and they really take it a lot further.
That's my next question. So has anybody that has gone through this that has stayed in the business and obviously credits you for giving them their start?
Yes. So we had one girl come to us about 8-9 years ago, which was good timing because that's kind of when I was getting a little bit more involved in the business. And her name's Sonia DeSimone, and she came in, and you could tell she really had a passion for baking, and she really liked what we did here, and she would ask a lot of questions and try to learn and gather knowledge. So you could tell that, you know, this might be something for her. Anyway, after she finished her time with us, she went on to go to Niagara College to their pastry school, and she learned a great deal of things there, and she came back, and we hired her on, and she's worked her way through the ranks, and she's like our head baker now, and she's really thriving at it. She's doing a great job, and it's nice because you get to see it come full circle. So we have, you know, we got to thank the school board for putting them through here, and that really helped her come along, and it's been really useful for us too, right?
It must be cool too, Anthony, as a second generation of Roma Bakery, to see that sort of progress.
Absolutely. It's definitely nice to see a lot of people here have been here through my father's time. So it's nice to finally get some people that I can say, like, yeah, we've been working together from the beginning. And I feel like Sonia might be one of those people. And not only that, but even more recently, we've gotten another girl, Amelia, from Cardinal Newman as well. And she's come in and she has a great skill set. And we see a lot of similarities between her and Sonia. So maybe she might be looking into doing something similar down the road. She's definitely a talented young girl, and the two of them really click because I believe they feel there's some common ground between them. So it's nice. It's like a little mentorship program.
As you're getting out of this pandemic, hopefully, what's the future like for Roma Bakery? Where do you see this going?
Looking good. I'm thinking it's going to be pretty bright. We're looking to do some expansions going forward. Like I said before, catering's really picked up. There's a lot of other avenues we can go down. So, you know, we've always been known for the pizza, but we want to expand on that and get into doing some other things and do them well. So I can't see us not being here for a long time going forward.
Anthony DiFilippo has been with us, a second generation Roma Bakery, and check out their website at Roma Bakery, including how they're giving back through a mentorship program. Anthony, thanks so much for the time. Be well. Enjoy a slab for me.
Thank you very much. Take care now.
If you're all about drama and gossip, well, this isn't for you. This is Hamilton Today with Scott Thompson on 900 CHML.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.